Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life. And mashallah, today on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life, we are going to be discussing a very beautiful topic, a thought-provoking topic, and that is regarding importance of the morning. Yes, we're going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion, but before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we thank our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. So yes, importance of the morning. You know, it's usually difficult for people to wake up. Some find it groggy, some may be grumpy. Wake up in the morning and the first thing comes to mind is I need to wake up for work. I need to wake up to go see to my business. I need to go and earn, etc., etc. But when last have you set our mindset in this way, that I need to wake up in the morning, firstly to perform Salatul Fajr. And I need to remember my Creator. I need to make Dhikrullah. I need to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I need to recite the Holy Quran. Because the morning party of Madani Channel, it has a lot of barakah. It has a lot of blessings in it. So, inshallah, today's episode will motivate you and I to wake up for Salatul Fajr and to start our day by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day we were present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a man arrived. And upon seeing us, he dismounted from his animal and approached the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on foot. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have come from a distance of 9 days. But I covered this journey in 6 days. I remained thirsty during the day and stayed awake at night. Meaning I traveled swiftly so that I could reach your presence as soon as possible. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now mentioning the purpose of his arrival. He says, the purpose of my arrival is essentially two questions that have deprived me of sleep. And I want the answers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the name of this traveler. And this traveler, he said, I am Zaid of the horses. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Bal anta Zaidun al khayr. Meaning, you are not Zaid of the horses, but rather, you are Zaid of goodness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, ask what you wish to ask. Now, that companion asked two unique questions. He said, what is the sign of the person who is liked by Allah? And the second, what is the sign of the person whom Allah Ta'ala does not like? Now these were two unique questions. And subhanAllah, just as the questions were unique, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an equally distinct answer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kayfa asbahta ya Zayd? Meaning, O Zayd, in what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it was morning, my state was such that there was love for goodness and for pious people in my heart. My heart desired to perform good deeds. Then regarding any pious deed that I missed and could not perform, I felt grief over it. And regarding the good deeds I was able to perform, whether they were few or many, I became certain of receiving a reward for them. Meaning, these are four states in total. Number one, love for goodness. Number two, love for pious people. Number three, the desire to perform good deeds. Number four, remorse. If a good deed could not be performed, when hearing the answer of Sayyidina Zayd al-Khair, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Hiya bi'ayniha ya Zayd. Meaning, O Zayd, this indeed is the answer to your question. If the hidden plan of Allah regarding you were otherwise, Allah Ta'ala would have made actions other than these easy for you, and He would not care in which valley you perish. Allahu Akbar. Nabi of Madinah channel. What a beautiful standard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has granted us. Every one of us, we should reflect upon our own state. Is there love for goodness in our heart? He in whose heart this love exists is a beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if ma'adallah, it is the opposite, meaning one who has inclination towards sins, he should fear, for this is a sign of being disliked, sign of being a disliked servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, consider whether there is love for pious people in our hearts. Ma'adallah, do we find malice in our hearts for the pious servants of Allah, the Ashab, the Ahlul Bayt, the Awliya Allah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Ghawthi Azam Rahimullah, Khaja Qarib Nawaz Rahimullah, and other pious people. Now this is a moment of fear. Of course, he in whose heart there is malice instead of love for pious people can never be a beloved servant of Allah. Then reflect, do we feel joy and peace upon performing good deeds? Does a state of gratitude form in the heart? Or if we are deprived of a good deed and cannot perform it, do we feel regret over it? Do we feel remorse over it? If these beautiful states are present, then it is a matter of joy. For this is a sign of being a beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu that a person once asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Iman? And he said, when your good deed pleases you and your evil deed grieves you, then you are a perfect believer. And another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man sarrathu hasanatuhu wa sa'athu sayyi'atuhu fadhalika al-mu'min. Meaning, the one whom his pious deed pleases and his evil deed grieves is a perfect believer. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such beautiful states. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Now we've heard this hadith of Madinah regarding Sayyidina Zayd al-Khair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I mean, ponder with a little. Sayyidina Zayd al-Khair radiallahu ta'ala anhu had asked a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me the sign of a servant who is beloved and the one who is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give him a direct answer, but rather asked him a question as an answer. And what was that question? Kayfa asbahta ya Zayd? Oh Zayd, in what state did you find yourself this morning? Now try to understand this beautiful manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has linked being a beloved or disliked servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one state in the morning. This means, if you wish to see whether you are a beloved servant of Allah ta'ala or not, reflect upon your state in the morning. We need to reflect upon our states in the morning. And these states will determine what your station is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, every one of us should reflect upon our own morning. In what state is our morning? We have very, very strange conditions. When we wake up in the morning, Ma'adullah, the Fajr Surah has already been missed. Upon waking in the morning, there is concern for worldly affairs. When the eyes fall upon a clock, a sigh escapes the heart. Little time is left. I have to reach work. I have to do so and so work. I have to collect money from someone. I have to give money to someone. What is a business? Some have a passion for reading newspapers or viewing social media. As soon as they wake up in the morning, they begin absorbing news from around the world into their minds. In short, when waking up in the morning, there is no concern for salah, there is no concern for wada'if, there is no concern for dhikr, there is no concern for remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor for the abundance of invoking blessings, nor any inclination towards pious deeds. I mean, even if in general, the time of the morning is very, very precious. Now at this time when mercies and blessings descend, it is the time for the distribution of sustenance and the time to be occupied in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When those who are accustomed to waking up early in the morning will realize that it's such a beautiful time, such a beautiful feeling, such a beautiful atmosphere. The beautiful morning breeze, that gentle breeze provides, gives us freshness. Freshness to the soul. You know, birds, they emerge from their nests and they fly here and there while glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Freshness spreads everywhere. There's a pleasant environment on all sides. In fact, we can say that the morning is a time for a new beginning in life. I mean, look at the dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite this dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us life after death, meaning granted us the ability to wake up after sleep, and unto him is the return. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described waking up from sleep as life. This means when we wake up from sleep, it is as if we received a new life. Then now observe the beautiful states of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this prophetic dua. Firstly, there can be no comparison with the sleep of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our sleep is one of heedlessness, whereas the sleep of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was magnificent, peerless. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he says that my eyes sleep, but my heart does not sleep. Now, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rest, sometimes he would behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of sleep. Sometimes he would visit Jannah. Sometimes he would observe the secrets of the world. In short, the beautiful sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is magnificent. Furthermore, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up from the sleep, observe how beautiful the states of his blessed heart were. The state of gratitude upon waking up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would praise Allah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. This was the state of gratitude. Then, the state of concern for the hereafter. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, wa ilayhi an-nushur. This is the state of remembering the hereafter. I mean, what beautiful states these are. In summary, the states at the time of the morning are very important views of meditation. These states clarify our personality. So we should reflect upon our morning states. You know, the ulama, the scholars, they say that regarding the morning, there are three types of people. One type consists of those who, upon waking up in the morning, become worried about earning wealth. Second type consists of those whose hearts are inclined towards sin from the morning itself. And the third type consists of those who, when they wake up in the morning, have concern for the hereafter and a desire to gain the proximity of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. So, the servant who begins his morning in the worry of wealth, no matter how much he earns or how much effort he puts in, he will only consume what Allah Ta'ala has written in his destiny. The second one, with the inclination for sins in his heart, because it faces disgrace. And that fortunate servant who wakes up in the morning, concerned for the hereafter, in his heart, and a quest for the proximity of Allah Ta'ala grants him sustenance, and also blesses him with the guidance of his path. So, Yusuf Madani Nation, we need to reflect upon our morning states and our morning habits. As our morning passes, so will the entire day also pass. If you want to have a good day and have the strength and the energy to cope with day-to-day challenges, to cope with the difficulties, then we need to start our morning firstly by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salatul Fajr. Making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making shukr. Showing gratitude. You start your morning like this, your entire day will go well. Yes, there may be ups and downs. There may be challenges. There may be difficulties. But you wouldn't be burdened and stressed about it, because you would have the strength to cope with that. You'd have the energy to deal with matters. We start our morning with Salatul Fajr, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making his dhikr. Like, look at the beautiful morning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once at the time of the morning, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented himself in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, كيف أصبحت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, how did you find yourself this morning? Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, he replied and said, بخير من رجل لم يصبح صائما ولم يعد مريضا ولم يشهد جنازة. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, my morning has been better than that of the person who neither found himself in a state of fasting, nor visited the sick, nor participated in a janaza, in a funeral. Subhanallah, what a beautiful morning it is. Every action, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique. And on every occasion, the ummah is provided with guidance. It is as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us that a good morning is for the one who wakes up early and fasts, visits the sick, and possesses the desire in his heart to participate in a janazah to earn reward. Now we go on, let's see the morning of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is as if Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the foremost in acting upon the matters pointed out by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's narrated by Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that one day after completing Fajr Salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is fasting today? Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not make the intention for a fast, nor do I have such a plan. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu submitted, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had the intention at night and found myself fasting this morning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, who has visited the sick today? Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have only just completed the salah and have not even left the masjid. How could we have visited the sick? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu submitted, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brother Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu is unwell. I first went to his house this morning to inquire about his health and came to the masjid from there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who has given charity in the path of Allah today? Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have been present in your court since performing Fajr Salah until now. In this situation, how is it possible for us to have given charity? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I reached the masjid, after visiting Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a needy person was asking for help. My grandson, oh son, was with me, holding a piece of flat bread. I took it from him and gave it to the needy person. Upon hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said twice to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, glad tidings of Jannah be for you. Allahu Akbar, what a unique morning it is, Yusuf Madani. Fajr Salah has just been performed. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is already fasting, has visited the sick, has given charity in the path of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who excels in every matter. Allahu Akbar. We see another companion, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's narrated that he presented himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, O Mu'adh, in what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, I found myself this morning while having faith in Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every claim has a proof. What is the proof of your claim? He said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever I have found myself in the morning, I presume that I would not be able to see the evening. And whenever I reached the evening, I thought that I would not be able to see the morning. Whatever step I took it thinking that I would not be able to take the next step. And it is as if I am witnessing the scene of the day of Qiyamah, that every nation has fallen on its knees, being called towards its book of deeds, accompanied by the Prophet alayhi salam, who was sent to them, as well as the idols they used to worship instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is as if I'm witnessing the punishment of the people of Jahannam and the reward of the people of Paradise. Upon hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you have gained true knowledge, so remain steadfast in these states. Allahu Akbar, Yusuf Madani channel, what beautiful states these are. To wake up in such a state that he is concerned for the Akhirah, the hereafter, death is before our eyes, and the scene of the day of Qiyamah revolves before the eyes. That time when all the former and latter generations will be gathered, the earth will be extremely hot, the sun will be showering scorching heat, and one will face the divine wrath. The sinners will be driven towards Jahannam, whilst the fortunate ones will be led towards Jannah. This cautionary and terrifying scene and its states are prevailing over the heart and mind. So we need to be motivated. We need to be encouraged to spend our morning in this very use of Madani Journal. Because a person who wakes up in the morning, it was not on his own accord. He was granted this ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the first thing that we need to do? Make shukr to Allah. Show gratitude to Allah. At the moment you open your eyes, imagine the first act that you're showing is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Thereafter, you're performing wudu, you're performing Salatul Fajr, you're reciting the Holy Quran, you're sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it is just 3 verses of the Holy Quran, with its translation from Kanzul Iman, commentary from Tafsir Miftahul Ihsan, only 3 verses, and you send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, how blessed is that morning? Where you started off your morning doing good deeds for your hereafter. You wasn't worried about your business. You wasn't worried about where you're going to get your meal from, where you're going to get your money from. You wasn't worried about all of that. You were more concerned about showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your priority was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just by that act, you would see how your whole day would be filled with barakah, with blessings. The day will go well. So we need to start this series of Madani Journal. Let us make an intention from today, from now actually. Tomorrow morning, we are going to wake up fresh. We are going to perform Salatul Fajr. We are going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are going to start our day on a good note. And when you do that, then you would see how beneficial it is in your life. And for now, viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us go in order to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as this is also a form of dhikr. Let us also immerse ourselves by reciting and listening to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much more regarding this beautiful topic, importance of the morning. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba se lautna, kisi aashik se poochhiye. Taiba se lautna, kisi aashik se poochhiye. Aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi. Aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi.
Hum madine se Allah kyun a gaye, qalb-e haira ki taski wahi reh gayi, dil wahi reh gaya, jaan wahi reh gayi, khamoshi dar pe apni jabi reh gayi.
Allah Allah wahan ka durood o salam, Allah Allah wahan ka sujood o qiyam, Allah Allah wahan ka durood o salam, Allah Allah wahan ka sujood o qiyam,
Allah Allah wahan ka wo kaife dawam, Allah Allah wahan ka wo kaife dawam, wo salate sukoon afri reh gayi.
Hum madine se Allah kyun وہیں رہ گئی
جس جگہ سجدار ریزی کی لذت ملی جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی جس جگہ سجدار ریزی کی لذت ملی جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی
جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی
دل وہیں رہ گیا جان وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبھی رہ گئی
پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب جب ہوئے ہم رواسوئے کوئے حبیب پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب جب ہوئے ہم رواسوئے کوئے حبیب
برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی
یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جان و روح و نظر یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر وہ سکون دل و جان و روح و نظر کرم ہے انہی کی عطا
یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی
دل وہی رہ گیا جان وہیں رہ گئی ہم اسی در پہ اپنی جبھی رہ گئی
زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم کر زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر
اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا تمنائے قلب حزین رہ گئی
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی دل وہیں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, truly beautiful کلام in the praises of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آمین یا رب العالمین. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the importance of the morning. And thus far we have mentioned various different narrations and waqi'at, parables, highlighting the importance of the morning. And I'm continuing. Sayyidina Mujahid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very great tabi'i saint, he says that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised me, saying, O Mujahid, when you reach the morning, do not give your heart the hope of reaching the evening. When you reach the evening, do not hold the expectation of reaching the morning. It says, regard life as a gain before death. Regard health as a gain before illness. Because you do not know what your name will be tomorrow. Meaning, whether people will address you by your name or remember you as the deceased. Now, peers of Madinah, this is the reality. When a person reaches the morning, he does not know whether he will be able to reach the evening or not. How many are they who wake up very happy and cheerful in the morning, but the night is spent in the grave? How many are they who sleep perfectly well at night, but they are not destined to wake up in the morning? Then, what is the reason that we do not take heed? We remain immersed in heedlessness. We do not concern ourselves with the hereafter. Long hopes are established, grand dreams are dawned. And waking up in the morning, a long list of the day's tasks is in mind. But these do not include those actions that grant success in the hereafter. In the worry of the world and the world continues to haunt us. I mean, we have reached the morning, whether we reach the evening or not. And if we reach the evening, whether we reach the morning or not. None of us knows. You know, it was submitted to Sayyidina Rabi' bin Khaytham, rahimahullah. In what state did you find yourself in the morning? And he replied, he said, I found myself this morning while being weak and a sinner, completing my sustenance and waiting for death. Same with Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It was said, or asked, in what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, if I have attained salvation from the fire, then I found myself in a good state this morning. Wa istiqarni rahimahullah, in what state did you find yourself in the morning? And he replied, what do you ask regarding the state of the person's morning who, when he reaches the evening, does not know whether he will reach the morning or not? And when he reaches the morning, he does not know whether he will reach the evening or not. Was said to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah, in what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, I have found myself this morning while my life is decreasing and my sins are increasing. A wise person was asked, in what state did you find yourself in the morning? And he said, I found myself this morning while I consume the sustenance of my Rabb, yet I obey his enemy, Iblis. Allahu Akbar. You see, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi' rahimahullah, he said, and this question was posed to him. He said, what is your opinion regarding that person who travels one stage towards the hereafter every day? Allah. These are profound, deep statements. It was submitted in the service of Sayyidina Hamid al-Lafaf, rahimahullah. In what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, I found myself from morning till night to have remained desirous of afiyah, It was asked, are you not in well-being every day? He said, true well-being is only on that day when the disobedience of Allah is not committed. So the views of Madani Shino, these are the virtuous mornings of our pious predecessors. I mean, how unique is their status? They fear, they see death before them, they concern themselves with the hereafter, and upon waking up in the morning, they remember their sins. Generally, day and night, morning and evening, they only do good deeds. Despite this, they feel remorse over the lack of good deeds. On the other hand, you get us. We are the sinners. Neither does the thought of the grave nor the hereafter occur in the morning, nor do we remember Allah Ta'ala in the evening. I mean, if only we could be granted an inclination for goodness, how beautiful that would be. We have to make an effort. So we should reflect upon our morning states, the views of Madani Shino, and must certainly strive to reform them. How will this happen? Which beautiful state should we adopt? Now, pious person was asked. The question was, with what intention should a person wake up from bed in the morning? And he replied, first think about the state in which you slept. Then ask about waking up. And he said, ask about waking up later. First reflect upon the state of sleeping. Then he described the good state of sleeping, stating that a person should be mindful of four matters before sleeping at night. Number one, no one's right should be outstanding on his part. If anyone's right is due upon him, he should fulfill it or have it forgiven, because sometimes death arrives during sleep. If one dies while having someone's right due upon them, they will have no excuse before Allah Ta'ala, meaning it will be difficult to fulfill the right on the day of Qiyamah. And the second is, none of the obligatory acts ordained by Allah should be due upon him. For example, if Isha Salah is pending, he should perform it before sleeping. Similarly, he should reflect upon other obligatory acts. Third, he should sleep after repenting for all his sins. Because even if death occurs during sleep, and his end is upon repentance. And the fourth, he should sleep after writing a will. Now, this is a matter of concern. We have been taught that if you wish to correct your morning states and desire to attain a good morning, then correct your states before sleeping at night. This is because a person wakes up in the state in which he sleeps. Our routine at the time of sleeping is also very strange. How many are there who sleep after committing sins? How many are there who sleep without performing Suratul Isha? How many are there who fall asleep, you know, watching haram? There are also such unwise people who sleep while listening to haram with earphones in their ears. How many are there who sleep after viewing immoral websites? The nights of many are sacrificed to cell phones. You know, they close their eyes at the time of dawn, then wake up at 12 o'clock afternoon, and person ends up lethargic. Now, we need to repent before sleeping at night from two rak'at of Salat al-Tawbah and sleep after reciting some of the Holy Quran. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that before sleeping, he would recite the three quls. Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Nas. Blow on his hands and then wipe them over his entire blessed body. He will perform this action three times. And he also used to recite Surah Al-Sajdah and Surah Al-Mulk before sleeping at night. Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah says that the final act before sleeping at night should be the recitation of Surah Kafirun. By its blessings, inshallah, the end will be upon Iman, upon faith. And Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahimahullah, describing the etiquette of sleeping, says that a person should sleep on the right side with the right hand under the right cheek. And while sleeping, should remember sleeping in the grave. Allah Akbar. Now imagine if we make our mindset like this. That when we sleep, then we imagine ourselves sleeping in the grave. You know, it's so amazing when we read all of these accounts. It motivates us, it should encourage us that we too, before sleeping, recite three quls, blow on the palm of your hands, wipe it over your entire body. Recite Surah Al-Kafirun. Inshallah, you will gain death with Iman and Ayatul Kursi as well. As you falling off to sleep, continue making Dhikrullah in your heart. Continue sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will find yourself having a beautiful sleep. So these are some practices that you and I can do, dears of Madani Channel. And it's important because, you know, risk, sustenance is distributed in the morning. Imagine that person who is sleeping throughout the morning and he missed out on the blessings of that time. So we need to really, you know, wake up in the morning, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you'll find barakah in your rizq, you'll find barakah in your sustenance, you'll find barakah in your livelihood, in our livelihood. But we have to start, we have to make a start, we have to put in that effort. Inshallah, the day we do that, we would see a difference, even with our children as well, inculcated in them also. And you go to sleep at a particular time, and you got to wake up for Suratul Fajr. Set this routine from a young age, so that they would get into the habit of doing so. And as of now, Nabi of Madinah, you know, we do have a very beautiful piece of advice, beautiful piece of nasiha. Let's go forward and listen to this, and thereafter we will be back, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
سيدنا عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه said that he saw the noble prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم standing and informing the people that paradise becomes obligatory for the Muslim who performs wudu well and offers two cycles, that is two rakat of namaz, with his inner and outer state fully focused on that namaz. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Elaborating on the part of the hadith that paradise becomes obligatory, Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, paradise becomes obligatory through the blessing and grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, whereby the individual receives the ability to perform good deeds in this world, remains steadfast upon faith at the time of death, and faces the grave and resurrection without difficulty. This hadith does not imply that the person who performs wudu and offers two rakat of tahiyatul wudu is destined for paradise and no longer needs to perform other good deeds. Rather, hadith with such wording means as explained above. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Beautiful piece of advice, Yusuf Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon it and to spread it to others as well, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the importance of the morning. I want to narrate to you a very beautiful thing wherein a pious person has said, two things are essential for the one who has attained the morning. Two things are essential: peace and fear. Peace in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy will grant sustenance, and fear in the fact that will I be able to fulfill the commands of Allah ta'ala today or not. He further says that the servant who attains these two states is granted two blessings. Number one, contentment, such that he becomes happy with what and how much he has been given to him. And the second is the sweetness of obedience and submissiveness. Now these two blessings, if it's of Madani Shunam, contentment and the sweetness of goodness, are granted to the one who upon waking up in the morning is at peace regarding the matter of sustenance and is fearful regarding the matter of good deeds, thinking, may today not pass in acts of disobedience. We may go out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with these two great states. Now, making an intention grants a person the motivation for action. So, she make good intention every morning so that the mindset to perform good deeds remains throughout the day. Some wise people say, a person should make these intentions every morning. Number one, that I will fulfill the fara'id, the obligatory acts of Allah Ta'ala. Number two, I will abstain from the things which He has, that Allah Ta'ala has forbidden. Number three, I will act with justice in dealing with people. Number four, I will reconcile with enemies. When a person reaches the morning with these intentions, it's hoped that he will be among the successful and pious people. So when we wake up in the morning, Divis of Madani Channel, make it a habit to express gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. You know, once a companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented himself in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, in what state did you find yourself this morning? And the response, he said, in a good state. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him the same question again. He again submitted the same answer. And upon being asked for the third time, he said, I have reached the morning with well-being. And upon this divine favor, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the answer I wanted to hear. Allahu Akbar. So you see, it was a mention. When we wake up in the morning, we need to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are, all that we have heard is just a few blessed states of the morning time. We make dua in the God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us such beautiful mornings and evenings filled with beautiful good deeds. So, the morning is the time where we can really have a good start to our daily use of Madani Channel. But provided we know how to utilize the morning time, it shouldn't be the case where a person wakes up for Salatul Fajr and, you know, in a rush, in a hurry, perform Salatul Fajr quick, and then gone back in bed and he's sleeping. No, just take out some time, take on even 10 minutes, take on even 15 minutes after Salatul Fajr to recite the Holy Quran, to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even if it means, you know, learning one aspect of the deen, one ruling or one hadith, even if it means that. And you're starting your day how? By seeking knowledge of deen. I mean, what an honor that is. And we need to inculcate this as well in our children, in our grandchildren. Imagine everyone waking up in the morning and the concern is I need to perform Salatul Fajr, and after that we're all going to be together and we are going to learn something from the deen. Even if it's small, but we are going to be learning something. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon what we have heard today and to implement it and to spread it to others as well. Inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Until then, viewers of Madani Channel, keep sending salawat upon رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Reflection that guide both heart and mind A better life through faith we'll find A better life through faith we'll find Reflections for the